tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left.
Yeah. Hope Show listeners, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. I hope all of you have had a very blessed week. And today we're going to be talking about God has the final say. I'm going to start out in Proverbs 16:1-7. The Bible says, "To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord come the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for the day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, He causes their enemies to make peace with them." Let us bow our head in prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. We are joined together to hear Your Word, and we are so grateful for Your Word. We are so grateful that You have the final say in everything. In Jeremiah 29:11, You promise You have a plan for each of us. Plans for welfare and not for evil. To give us a future and a hope. Dear Heavenly Father, You know each of us better than we know ourselves. You know our fears and our desires. You know how much we want certain things. You know how disappointed we are when we don't get these certain things. We know You love us. Help us to understand that some things are not good for us, and some things are good for us, but You have a plan for something much better. The devil wants nothing more than to defeat us, but may we be continually reminded that the devil doesn't have the final say. The devil will try to place obstacles in front of us. Sometimes we are the obstacle. But nothing is too big or too small for You to handle. Dear Heavenly Father, if we are the obstacle in Your plan for our life, please don't let our desires blind us to Your will. If the devil puts an obstacle in our path, then give us the strength to resist the lies and wait patiently for You as You work it out for our good. Dear Heavenly Father, help each of us to follow Your will. And if something is not meant for us, then put up a brick wall. an obstacle that we cannot get past and the enemy cannot get past. Whatever happens in our life, please give us peace about whatever it is to come. If something falls through, then we will know that it is your hand telling us to wait, child. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel, and may the words that come from my mouth be a message sent from you. I pray that through this message, each of us will draw closer to you and have a better understanding. We'll be encouraged and ready to face whatever new challenge comes our way. We thank you in advance for these answered prayers and for what you are about to do in each of us. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer. So let's begin. I want to talk to you today about God has the final say. We all face situations that look permanent, as if it will never turn around. It's easy to get discouraged and accept that it might not have been meant to be, or to get discouraged by waiting for God's perfect timing, that we try to do things on our own, to try to speed up the process. Sometimes we have prayed over a situation for a very long time, and we still are not getting an answer. It's easy to think that perhaps you missed God's answer, you didn't hear it, or that He has forgotten you. The promotion you wanted at work was given to someone else. The homeowner's loan that you're trying to get to purchase the house is being met with one delay after another, one obstacle after another, and it seems to be taking forever to sort all that out. The settlement on the wreck you had over 2 years ago is dragging on, and there has been no resolution as of yet. The medical report came back, and it does not look good. You are 30, single. You are wanting to find your life mate, settle down, start a family, maybe have a few children, but your relationships do not seem to work out. You may be struggling with or have struggled with an addiction. People may come up against you, but the banker, your boss, other people, the attorney, the insurance companies, the doctor, none of these people have the final say in how your situation will turn out. Only God has the final say. Him being for you is more than the world being against you. What God has planned for you, nothing will stop it from happening. God will not allow you to get into a problem that He cannot get you out of. God can turn your situation around. There is nothing that God cannot do. If you are facing desperate circumstances, let me tell you this. God is limitless in power and ability. Things that look impossible to us are nothing before God. In Jeremiah 32:17, the Bible states, "Behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you." Do you remember the story about David and Goliath? David was so much smaller than Goliath. Everyone thought for sure that David was going to be killed. But with God's help, David defeated Goliath. God created each one of us. We are special. We have the advantage. God breathed life into each one of us, but He also placed a hedge of protection around us. Nothing can touch us without God's permission. You are not just at the mercy of dumb luck, accidents, illnesses, etc. God's grace is sufficient for each of us. What situation do you need turned around today? Is it finances, health problems, life-threatening illnesses, family, marriage and relationship difficulties, legal matters, losing your home? Or is it something else? Friends, whatever challenge you are facing, our God is bigger. If you are crying out right now, "God, please help me," be assured that He is working on it as we speak. Be patient a little longer. your time of victory will come. In the Bible, Jairus, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, Jairus, anyway, his daughter was at the point of death. And in Mark 5:23, the Bible says, this fellow cries out to Jesus, begging him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed and she will live. And in fact, she died before Jesus arrived. He had to raise her from the dead. But at the darkest hour of this man's life, when he received the news of his daughter's death, Jesus encouraged him to believe. Only someone who knows things are not over could encourage another like that. Jesus knew it was not over yet. Faith had already been released when the man declared in verse 23 of Mark, come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed. Jesus was already working on the request. Because the man believed, he received his miracle. Do we have faith like that? Do we believe our circumstances will turn around for our good? Do we really and truly, or do we sort of, kind of, believe things might change? We are either all in or we are all out, folks. Sometimes God will place people in our path. Sometimes He uses people as a pawn to move you in the direction He wants you to go. We are not doing our lives alone. God is always behind the scenes orchestrating things in our favor. At the right time, God will either cause someone to like you or He will move them out of the way. But people cannot stop your purpose. Circumstances cannot stop your purpose. God has the final say. If we realize, we truly believe that God has the final say, then we won't live such frustrated lives. We will stay in peace knowing that nothing can stop God's plan for us. What about the three teenagers thrown into the furnace in the Bible? Why would God have allowed them to be thrown into the furnace unless He knew the fire was not going to harm them? God doesn't kill people. That is the sixth commandment. You shall not kill. Therefore, God would not have allowed the three teenagers to be thrown into the fire if He knew it would have killed them. In this instance, the king thought he had all of the control. He thought he had the final say about the fire finishing those boys off. But the king wasn't dealing with ordinary people. He was dealing with God, and therefore the boys came out of the furnace without even the smell of smoke on them. Friends, we are not promised a life without trials and testing. We are promised that God will walk beside us during those difficult times. When the prophet Samuel came to Jesse's house to choose one of his sons as the next king of Israel, Jesse lined up 7 of his sons, excluding one of his sons because he had already ruled him out as being the next king because he didn't think he was king material. With the 7 sons standing in front of Samuel, Jesse asked Samuel to take his pick. If people were to have the final say, then one of these sons would have been chosen, and that would have created a real problem. But Samuel said, none of these sons will do. Do you have any other sons? The excluded son was brought forth, and Samuel chose him to be the next king. My point is, when people try to hurt you, leave you out, discredit you, don't worry. Because if God has something planned for your life, then it will not matter what the situation looks like. Nothing will stop God from giving you what He wants you to have in life. It will not go to someone else. Let me repeat that. It will not go to someone else. God already knew what challenges you would face. The people who would try to stop you. The rejection that was ahead of you. The obstacles that would be placed in your way. But you know what? You don't have to try to get even with all those people who wronged you. It's not even our place to do that anyway, because God is the final judge. But my point is this. If you keep taking the high road, the road that is righteous, if you keep believing and having faith, if you keep seeking God for all of your needs, what has your name on it will come to you in God's perfect timing. God doesn't choose the same way that we choose things. God oftentimes takes the least qualified and qualifies us. Because God sees our heart. People may write you off, but God reaches down and He overrides their decisions. Friends, you may have prayed over a situation for a very long time. It may not seem fair. It may seem as if everyone around you is getting their prayers answered and you are not. Sometimes we question what is wrong with us. Why aren't our prayers being answered? Why did this or that happen? But can I tell you, God is not done yet. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. It is simply just not your time yet. God is still working your big break out. Maybe you thought you heard God promise you something, and it has been so long that you start to question if you heard right. If God promises you something, it is still on the way. Bad luck didn't stop it. People didn't cause something to go away. Delays do not mean that it is not going to happen. God's timing and our timing are not the same. For us, time often passes slowly, especially if we are waiting on something that we want to happen. But that same amount of time to God may look like just yesterday. Sometimes people will get so discouraged and frustrated from waiting for so long that they will start to believe it's never going to happen. And then they go around telling everyone that it's not going to happen. Friends, do not do that. Don't speak negative things over your life. Oftentimes, it will become a self-fulfilled prophecy. Did you know that you can actually cause bad things to happen to yourself by believing bad things will happen? Yes, it is true. Where your mind goes, your body will follow. I have seen this happen firsthand to some people that I have known. And trust me, you do not want to travel that road. When you do, you are giving the circumstances the final say. Take those circumstances off of the throne and put God back on the throne. God has the final say. God reigns over everything in our lives. He doesn't just reign over certain things in our life. He reigns over everything. We can trust Him. And on this note, I'm going to go ahead and stop and take a short break. But please, stay tuned to the last half of today's message.
Granted that it's a beautiful life we live. I don't wanna mistake, but I know that you always make.
Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Broken, live or die. So speak life. It's twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope you live or die. So speak life. Like fire, hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher, use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher, spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. Speak life to the deadest, darkest night. Speak life. feels perfect.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me on the Hope Show today. I'm so happy that you have decided to join me. If you are just tuning in, today's message is God Has the Final Say. If you are just tuning in and you want to listen to the first part of today's message, or if you want to listen to a previous podcast, please go to www.shaziz.net, click on my podcast page, and scroll down to the message that you would like to listen to. And as always, share these messages with other people that you know. Let's get God's Word out there to as many people as possible. There are a lot of souls still to be saved on this planet, and a lot of people who need encouragement and hope. The Bible tells us that God has the last word on everything and everyone. What God says goes. You may be dealing with financial problems, sickness, relationship problems, job problems, infertility problems, death of a loved one, addictions, mental health issues, handicaps, and the list can go on and on, just fill in the blank. But the God who reigns says, I am restoring your health back to you. I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God has a lot to say about relationships also. And these are just a few. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are so in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Honor your mother and father. The Lord said it is not good for a man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. A friend loves at all times. Friends, if we obey all these commandments, God will see to it that we have strong, healthy relationships and that we do not remain alone. God promises to be our shelter in Psalm 119:114. He promises that He will heal us no matter who hurts us with their words in Psalm 31:20. He promises that when our arms are empty of dreams, He will sing us a new song in Psalm 43. God promises that He will never tire of hearing of our worries. In Luke 12:22-25, the Bible tells us, don't hide your worries from Him. Come closer and bring them all to Him again and again. Do not worry. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? God says, let go of what holds you, and let Him hold you instead. In Matthew 11:28, the Bible says, come to Me, you who are weary and heavy laden, let Me give you rest. God tells us to not fear our circumstances. He will help us. And in this world, we will all have trouble, but take heart. I, God, have overcome the world. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. God tells us that His grace is sufficient for each of us. God is faithful. He never lies. All things work out for our good according to those who love God and obey His commandments. God promised Abraham and Sarah that they were going to have a baby, but they were both way too old. There was no way in the natural for them to have a child. Sometimes God will put things into our heart that does not make sense to our mind. It is easy to dismiss it and think it will never happen. In the case of Abraham and Sarah, the Bible says that Abraham considered not his weakness of his own body, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not deny the facts, but he did not dwell on them either. He didn't go around talking about how impossible it was for them to have a baby. If you are going to stay in faith, you have to do like Abraham and not consider what looks dead. Don't dwell on that which seems impossible. Are you thinking more about the problem or the promises? Are you talking about how big the challenge is or how big our God is? God is the promise keeper. He does not break promises, period. He keeps promises because He is good and faithful. He keeps promises because there are never circumstances beyond His control. Never any situations that He does not foresee. The absolute security of the promises of God is like an anchor for our soul in time of trouble. This anchor produces hope and holds us secure as the waves of life toss us about. We may get a little seasick, but we will not sink in the waves. Whatever you are facing today, God knows, and He is able. You can trust Him and hold on to His promises and find comfort and peace in His Word. God will always provide for your needs because God loves you. Almost 20 years ago, Shaziz and I, I'm going to give you a peek into our life to show you just how God works and how good God is. Almost 20 years ago, Shaziz lived at the house that we are currently living in now. The bank did some questionable things, and Shaziz ended up being foreclosed on with that house. He moved next door on a different piece of land and made that his home, but he wanted his original house back and the property that it sat on. Years went by, and he didn't give up his dream of regaining ownership of the original house and property that it sat on. He and I got together 17 years ago, and we started buying up land parcels around it. We finally had acquired all properties surrounding the property on three sides. It was then considered landlocked. The bank that owned the original home said the property could not be landlocked. There had to be access to a piece of the land. There was access to the land through different neighbors, but it would have meant cutting a road and putting in a bridge across the creek that flowed on nearly every side. But the bank didn't want to ask the other neighbors because through our property was the easiest way and the least expensive to reach that property. Because there had been a road leading back to the house, they assumed that it was the legal easement to that house behind us. However, by this time, some of the land that we had bought now had another home sitting on it, and we had moved into that one because the other one that he had moved into had become in disrepair. A second house on the property that we now owned. The road they thought was the easement was approximately 4 feet in front of our front steps. We had made that into our front yard by this time, and we had small grandbabies living with us, and they went out to play in the front yard all the time. Still, Shaziz knew he had heard God promise him to get the original house back. We had contacted the bank that owned the original house many times, and they wanted over $100,000, and after all these years had passed, with only one other owner to that home, it had been vacant for many years and was certainly not worth what the bank was asking. And even if it had been worth the asking price, we still couldn't have purchased it back. About 2 years ago, a police officer pulled up in our driveway and served us papers from this bank. They were suing us for the easement they thought was in front of the house that we currently were living in. They had no idea that they had actually done us a favor by serving us those papers. We hired an attorney, and during the next year, the attorney discovered that the bank had sued the wrong people. The easement was actually on our neighbor's property, and we could countersue for harassment, hardship, legal fees, etc. When our attorney brought this to the bank's attention through their attorney, the bank started to backpedal because they knew that if we were to decide to countersue financially, they would take a huge loss on this property and the house. They had made a big and costly mistake in serving us those papers. And so after a year of being tied up in the legal matters, the bank decided to sell 3 acres and a home for the $5,000 that we offered them to save themselves from a bigger issue. During that year of waiting, I too heard God promise us that house. I started buying small household decor things and appliances, patiently waiting for the day that it was ours. People we knew told us that we were crazy, we would probably not get the house, and that we would have spent all this money on things for the house for nothing. But I refused to listen to that. I refused to listen to what everyone else said, as did Shaziz. I kept doing what I was doing. I heard God tell me that we would be in that house in time to share Christmas with our family. And indeed, it played out just like that. Excuse me for getting a little emotional because that was just such a God-given thing. God is so good. We were not moved into the house, but we had gutted and we had cleaned the house. The kitchen was functional, though we did not have carpet in the house or linoleum at that time, but we did have an assortment of mismatched chairs and a makeshift table. We had no other furniture but the mismatched table and chairs, and an area rug in one room, and a functional kitchen. I had put a Christmas tree up and decorated it. All the gifts were placed under the tree on Christmas morning, and the electricity had been turned on prior to that day so we could all stay warm. And we had Christmas with our family in the original house that belonged to Shaziz 20 years before. God kept his promise. It wasn't a fancy Christmas, but we had everything we needed, and we were extremely blessed. We had all the usual foods that you have on Christmas feasts. I was able to actually cook that meal in the house. And the family each brought in dishes also and helped out. We had a kitchen table and chairs, an area rug in one room with a brightly lit and decorated tree with gifts under it, and we had all of our family there with us on that day. It was a very special day indeed. We had a very blessed Christmas. And now, almost a year later, we are fully moved in and loving every minute of it, while our other two homes on the remainder of the property is being resided in by 3 of our 4 children and their families. How fortunate, how blessed can a set of parents be, having not only the home of their dreams, but having enough acreage and homes on one property to have your adult children and their families living nearby. God is so good. He not only promised us the original house and property, but he gave us abundantly more. Our 16 acres is like the Shaziz and Beverly family community, and it is a refuge for all types of wildlife that we get to enjoy every day, like deer, turkey, fish, raccoons, birds. And we don't allow anyone to hunt on this sacred 16 acres. It's for the wildlife, and it's for our family. And we have many different types of fruits growing here, too. God provided. And should something happen in our future with the world, you know, say for instance, doomsday, you know, and things really fall apart in this world, God has provided everything that we need to survive on the 16 acres, and our family will be together. Friends, my point is this. Things may look very bleak. Things may seem quite impossible. Years and years may pass with many, many prayers, and you may not see any change. But friends, don't you ever give up, because God has the final say. What is meant for you, God will make sure you receive it. Be patient in the Lord. His perfect timing is always perfect. Sometimes it might take years to get your answered prayer. But what if Shaziz and I had given up? What if we had stopped believing for the house to be ours? What if we had started saying it's never going to happen? What if we had started to believe what everyone else was saying? Perhaps we, you know, what if we had thought that we had not heard God right? Or perhaps God had changed his mind? No. Friends, God doesn't change his mind. If you are promised something, it is going to happen, even if it is not on our time schedule. The thing you must remember is, don't try to rush things. Don't try to push things to happen faster and in your own power. Because if you do, it will end up a huge mess. Instead of considering the circumstances, we chose to consider the greatness of our God. I have learned, the bigger you make God, the smaller problems become, and the more faith will rise up in your heart. Before we got the house that we are currently living in, we would look over at that property behind us from the property that we owned. And many times we would stand there, arm in arm, hand in hand, just looking at the property, standing on our property. And we would dream of all the things that we would do and all the things that would come from this home that we were going to get someday. And we would say to one another, one day that home's going to be ours. That will be our forever home. We will grow old there together, and we will be surrounded by our children and our grandchildren for all of our life. We never gave up on that dream. We never doubted for a moment it was going to be ours, no matter what. That house and that acreage was going to be included with what we already owned. Friends, when you get into agreement with God, He will make things happen that you could never make happen. Don't let people talk you out of what God put into your heart. Don't let experts, professionals, convince you that something isn't going to happen. I mean no disrespect, but sometimes the experts can be wrong. They don't know what God has promised you. And from a human point of view, whatever they say may seem accurate, but we're not dealing with a human point of view. We have the most powerful force in the universe breathing down on us. God has the final say over your dreams. People, circumstances may discourage us, but God's promises are on the way. He has the final say over everything. Health, finances, relationships, jobs and careers, homes and vehicle purchases, education, fertility, even if you have a child that is off course. Everything, folks, everything. Your big break may not come yet, but it is coming. We all experience highs and lows in our life, hills and valleys. And I read something about a year ago that comforted me during a really difficult time in my life while my dad was dying. And I want to share it with you, and I hope it will bring you comfort as well. One day, you might find yourself on the mountaintop, and everything is going great. Then, things might start to change, and you find yourself in a wide valley that seems to stretch on forever. You might think that you will never see yourself out of that valley again. You might think that you are destined to stay there forever. But when you experience the mountaintops and the valleys, remember that these times are only for a season. Nobody knows how long a season is, but it's not permanent. God never promised that life would go smoothly, and the things would be easy for us all the time. Just as he never said that we weren't destined for great things. The seasons when we are in the valley will not last forever. It may seem like it, but it won't. It's just a speck in time in our life. The mountaintops and the valleys are just for a season. And then you will either go back up the mountaintop again and be on top for another season, or you will come back off of the mountaintop and go back into the valley. When you are in the valley, these are times of growth. Life lessons, count them as blessings, not hardships, not trials. And when you pass through these difficult times, it will launch you into something far greater. God will change your times of hardship. And if we deal with them in the right way, the correct way, if we respond to them appropriately, God will launch you into something far greater than you can imagine. Don't be discouraged if you're in the valley right now. God always has a plan for you and I. He will bring you out of the valley in His perfect timing. Things will work out for your good. Just wait and see. I have seen these ebbs and flows happen many times in my own life. I can testify that the valleys don't last forever, and something far better comes afterward on the next mountaintop. And you want to know something else that is really awesome, friends? God will be by your side every step of the way as you walk through that valley. And sometimes, when things get too difficult or dangerous for you to walk it, God will carry you in the valley. Just as the poem Footprint says, when you see only one footprint in the sand, it's not because you're alone. It's because God carried you. There are many stories in the Bible of where something has happened to one or more of the people in the Bible, and God overrode whatever was hindering them. And I believe that God is about to override whatever is hindering you too. Sometimes we give up too soon. We walk away from our dreams. We allow the enemy to make us feel defeated. We believe the doctors when they say it's hopeless. We believe it when our boss tells us that we are not qualified for that promotion. We believe all kinds of things that human beings tell us. But friends, they do not have the final say. Humans are not in control of our destiny. God is in control. Perhaps we have tried something one way and it has failed. So what? Do not let that stop you from trying again and again. Keep in prayer. ask God for what you want and believe that you will get it. Now, I'm not saying that that means that pray for something that you know is against God's word. Because obviously God is not going to answer a prayer and give you something if it goes against God. There may be times when you think it's too late or it's impossible. But God has ways to make things happen that we have never even thought of. Start believing. Get that passion back. The enemy may be celebrating over you, sitting there looking all defeated, thinking you're done, thinking you'll always be lonely, you'll always be addicted, you'll always be sick, you'll always be lacking, you'll always be struggling with one thing or another. But you need to let the enemy know that you may be down, but you are most certainly not out of the game. You need to tell the enemy that you do not serve him, that you serve the Lord, and that the enemy needs to start packing and get away from you, because you are not going to live your life feeling defeated and listening to all of his lies. Friends, you are a child of God. Let's start acting like it. You have a purpose. You are destined for greater things. God wants you to live in abundance and prosper all the days of your lives. He wants to bless you. God loves you. The final word says, your latter days will be better than your former days. So get in agreement with God. Go back to the place that you quit believing and roll away whatever is in front of you, stopping you from your destiny. Who told you that it is over? God didn't. God knows the hairs on our head, the number of days of our life. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He created us, and even before we were born, our days were predestined. Our life planned out for us, for our good, and nothing will stop what God wants us to have. We have to believe that. And if we do not get something we wanted, then we also have to believe that it was not what God wanted for us, but He has something else much better in store for us later in His perfect timing. Don't be discouraged if you ask for something and you don't get it. Consider it a blessing that you didn't get it, because God has something way better planned for you in your future than you could ever imagine or plan for yourself. And so consider it a blessing if God didn't give you something. And know that it's okay, because God has something way better waiting for you later. Whatever you quit on, whatever dream has died in you, I believe that it will come back to life. There is going to be a sudden change in your circumstances. What you thought was permanently gone, God is about to show you favor. And so let us go in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word and for your message. Father, through it all, every storm, you are always there for us, right by our side. Through it all, every victory, you are always there for us, right by our side. Father, each time the rain pours, you say the battle is already won, and we will overcome. Resting assured, relying on your word, and placing our complete faith in you, we will emerge victorious each and every time. And dear Heavenly Father, you always have the final say. You are in control, and the devil does not stand a chance. He has no say, no power, no authority, and no control over us. Dear Father, please protect us from every temptation thrown our way. and give us the strength so that the devil will not prevail. Dear Heavenly Father, victory is ours. Success is ours. And today we claim it. We declare it and we receive it. You, our Lord, never fails. You are eternal and everlasting and worthy of our endless praise. And in Jesus' holy name we pray. And all of God's people said, Amen. Whew! What a powerful message. God bless each and every one of you for joining me today. And I look forward to joining all of you again next week. Same time, same place. And please, share this message to as many people as you can, because I believe everyone needs to hear this message today. God is so good. God doesn't give up on us, and we shouldn't give up either. Friends, all over the world listening out there today, I love each and every one of you. And just as God does, I want the very best for you. And so now I'm going to close with these two final songs. The Cross Has the Final Word by Newsboys, and God's Not Dead by Newsboys. Friends, please stay and listen to these two final closing songs. God bless you. I love you.
The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has the final word. There's nothing stronger, nothing higher. There's nothing greater than the name of Jesus. All the honor, all the power, all the glory to the name of Jesus. The cross has the fire.
Come shake the ground with the sound.